Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2. The January 6th Eve edition. Tomorrow's going to be a very big day in this nation. Think December 7th or September 11th or January 6th, days that will go down in infamy in the history of this nation. And the president, the current president, Joe Biden, will give a speech tomorrow and his press communications team at the White House today, talking about Jen Psaki, said this. The president is going to speak to the truth of what happened, not the lies that some have spread since. I'd also note that President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat the former president represents to our democracy and how the former president works to undermine basic American values and the rule of law. Strong words, Psaki. Psaki noted that Biden has spoken repeatedly about how the former president abused his office, undermined the Constitution, and ignored his oath to the American people in an effort to amass more power for himself and his allies. Biden sees, and again a quote, January 6th is a tragic culmination of what those 4 years under President Trump did to our country. One more quote from Psaki. I expect that President Biden will lay out the significance of what happened at the Capitol and the singular responsibility President Trump has for the chaos and carnage. Now, why didn't Merrick Garland speak like that? The chaos and carnage that we saw, and he will forcibly push back on the lies spread by the former president in an attempt to mislead the American people and his own supporters, as well as distract from his role in what happened. Now, there's a comms major. There's someone that knows how to sell it.
I'm going to miss her.
Really? Jen Psaki. Well, that's what she said today.
Yeah.
Do you know that the former president planned to give his own response from Mar-a-Lago tomorrow afternoon? But apparently, Trump's been counseled otherwise. And, you know, he always takes good advice. I've heard it suggested perhaps he's responding in horror to the fact that he was betrayed. Donald Trump was betrayed by Sean Hannity. And if you look at the timeline, the cancellation of the January 6th address at Mar-a-Lago and the disclosure that Sean Hannity betrayed the president of the United States, well, they're basically the same time. So I don't think Trump's taking the advice of his counselors. I think Trump's a little butthurt. So if Trump's not going to do it, then who would be a suitable replacement to give the, you know, Republican response? Well, I got two choices, two candidates for you folks. Representatives Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Two finer Republican representatives could not be found. While former President Donald Trump will not be holding a press event to mark the anniversary of the riots he incited, let's call it a coup, two of his most loyal allies will. As flagged by NBC4 Washington's Scott McFarlane, Reps Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are planning to deliver a Republican response on January 6th during a press event at 2:15 p.m. I got to assume that's Eastern time. They always write for the East Coast. As McFarlane writes, 2:15 was the time on January 6th last year when the pro-Trump mob had broken into the Capitol. So the timing, you know, conspicuous, right? They chose the very time when the insurrectionists, the coup d'etat attempters, the domestic terrorists broke into the Capitol. They're going to hold their press event exactly 1 year later. And oh yeah, that's when Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, the black guy that led them away. Well, it was 2:15 p.m. when he was leading them away from the Senate chambers. And I don't know if you recall the video. I believe it was during the impeachment. Mitt Romney, you know, the former Republican presidential candidate, Mitt had taken a wrong turn, and Mitt was walking towards the domestic terrorist. And that very cop, Eugene Goodman, I believe, turned Mitt Romney, and Mitt fled. Because as readily as they would have hung Mike Pence, they'd have hung Mitt Romney's ass as well, I strongly suspect. A little bit of Trump's, you know, pulling the plug. Trump had initially planned his own January 6th anniversary speech, but he called it off abruptly on Tuesday and cited the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th on Select Committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media as a justification. And then he went on to lob insults at members of the committee as well as assorted political foes, including Adam Shifty Shift and crazy Nancy Pelosi. Always classy, that guy, Trump. So Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz are going to give a response exactly 1 year after the mob broke into the Capitol. I can't wait. They're going to be, you know, words to live by. Words to, you know, overturn a election by. A little bit more here. Donald Trump, you know what he's sending out today? A little message to his followers on the eve of the Capitol riot anniversary. MAGA Nation should rise up. That's the message being sent out by Trump today. Former President Donald Trump on Wednesday called on his supporters to rise up on the eve of the anniversary of the riots he incited at the U.S. Capitol building. Via roll call editor John Bennett, Trump put out a press release that falsely accused the Biden administration of calling for vaccine mandates for children and for closing schools to deal with the novel coronavirus pandemic. This is an outrage. The MAGA Nation should rise up and oppose these egregious federal government overreach. As Bennett notes, this statement, which was also reported by ABC News, is sure to raise eyebrows, given that it comes near the anniversary of when his supporters did rise up. Stand back and stand by. That's what he told them last year, right? The Proud Boys, to start a deadly riot at the Capitol. A quote, very poor taste by the former president to urge his supporters to rise up on the day before the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot by the MAGA mob. Yes, poor timing indeed. So that's what Trump's doing today. Trump's losing his freaking mind. Because quite frankly, A, Trump was betrayed, perhaps, by Sean Hannity. That's got a sting. I mean, he's now had the benefit of the public reporting of the text messages that Hannity sent. And basically, Hannity was calling out the former president in real time to Mark Meadows. And the January 6th committee, they've got those. And they're trying to hold Hannity to come and give testimony. Now, Hannity is not going to be able to lean on the First Amendment, as the committee pointed out, and I've seen this. I've seen their request. Specifically, the committee says they will not ask Hannity about anything he said on the television. Anything that he could claim some sort of journalistic shield for, they said we'll exempt all questions about those topics. All we care about are your communications with the former president and his chief of staff.
That's solid. That's sharp right there. It's all I care about, too.
Former President Donald Trump may have canceled his January 6th press conference after learning that Fox News host Sean Hannity was talking behind his back in the days before and after the Capitol insurrection. In a letter requesting Hannity's testimony on Tuesday, the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection revealed several text messages that the Fox News host sent to former chief of staff Mark Meadows. The text messages appear to show Hannity unsuccessfully attempting to rein in Trump and urging the former president to accept his defeat at the hands of Joe Biden. Here's a quote. Whether or not Sean Hannity cooperates with the committee, and I would argue he's not going to want to, this is very bad news for Donald Trump, Gingell said of the text messages. Gingell's a CNN reporter. When he looks at these texts from his friend Sean Hannity to his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, This is betrayal. These are people around him talking about him behind his back, talking about what they worried about his state of mind. What's happening? That Sean Hannity is afraid that the White House counsel is just going to walk away and quit. So I think you really have to think about why Donald Trump canceled his press conference for Thursday. It seemed to come right after this news came out. Oh, that's really got a sting. Betrayed by the slanthead Sean Hannity. Gangle added that the House Select Committee released only a few of Hannity's text messages in its letter. I'm told there are dozens of texts and they are exchanges that go back and forth. So I think the strategy for the committee is, look, they want to see whether Sean Hannity will cooperate, but they also want people to understand that the people closest to Donald Trump were worried about what was going to happen, didn't think it was going to go well, and they wanted him to stop talking when it was over, but they couldn't convince him to do it. They knew it was wrong. Was it wrong? Do it cite a riot and try to perpetrate a coup d'etat and, you know, have a violent reaction instead of a peaceful transfer of power? Is that wrong? You know who else is being targeted by the January 6th probe? This is going to come as a shocker to most. Sad news for the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. He has become the latest target of the January 6th probe. I hear that Stephanie Grisham, you know, the former press officer that never actually held a press conference, Stephanie Grisham. Well, today she gave testimony to the January 6th commission. And Mike Lindell, he's a target. But of course, the pillow man, he's fighting his subpoena for his phone records. And one must question, why are all these Trumpsters trying to hide their phone records? I saw Sebastian Gorka. He's a righty talk show host, the adverse journalist, he calls himself. I don't even know what that means. He's suing.
Congressional Thanos, Marjorie Taylor Greene is suing.
Well, Mike Lindell is suing. But none of these people have executive privilege. I mean, Trump doesn't even have executive privilege. You don't get the claim, you know, I got a buddy who used to be the president, and therefore I want to shield all my communications from the January 6th committee. That's not going to work. It's going to get real ugly in crazy town. January 6th, I bet tomorrow, I'd like to think, is the beginning of the end. And the beginning of our greatness. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates.